Hello, my friends. How are you doing? I hope you're having an amazing day. If you are watching the video version of the Back to Me podcast, look at all these flowers behind me, although my hands disappear into the green screen. Whoa, there. It's spring, and we have made it through the winter and we have entered the spring. And I love spring. Well, I don't want to play favorites of the seasons. I love all the seasons. But when spring comes, I'm always so happy. And the light is lighter. The days get longer. Even daylight savings time, even though, don't get me started on daylight savings time. But you just feel like everything is coming back to life. Like things have more energy again. Your ideas, maybe your body has more energy. The birds are singing. The cardinals have been singing outside of my window for a week or two, and they're just so happy. They just sound so excited that by the change in the weather, you can start to feel that the weather's changing. Maybe you have a few warmer days. Maybe you don't have to put on those giant boots if you're listening to this in Canada and the big heavy parka coat. And you feel like there's new possibilities, right? There's new possibilities. That's what I love about spring. It's potential. Yes, New Year's has potential, built all those potentialities, but spring feels more like things are going to start happening. And what I think about in spring is, have I planted my seeds? What is it that I want to do? What is it that I'm working on? So I'll throw my mind back to January when we were doing our New Year's intentions slash resolutions, depending on how you like to call them. What was I planting in my mind at that time? What did I feel like was going to be my year? And we're January, February, March. We're coming to the end of the first quarter. How's the first quarter been working for you? Did you plant those seeds? And if you did plant those seeds, are they blossoming yet? I was speaking with a friend earlier today. We were talking about actual real life gardening. And we were talking about, she said, I can start to think about my garden, but it's too early to plant. But for things that you want to achieve in your life, it's never too early to plant, right? Where we live, where I live in Canada, the tradition is you don't plant your seeds, your plants in the garden until the May 2-4 weekend. But the seeds, you got to plant a little bit earlier, right? You have to give them time to get up out of the soil, to start to grow, to start to bloom. So cast your mind back to January when everything was possible because we were entering a brand new year. What seeds were starting to plant themselves in your mind, and what were you thinking that you wanted to grow this year? Now, if you're finding that your seeds are not growing, they're not poking their heads up out of the soil. What do you think is causing that? And there can be a million reasons. There's all kinds of reasons why things aren't working. And I heard this reference recently, and I can't unfortunately remember where I heard it. So if somebody remembers, just post in the comments where I might have heard this. But someone said, when a seed doesn't grow, we don't blame the plant. We don't blame the seed. We change the soil, or we change the light, or we change, are we watering it too much? Are we not watering it enough? Are we not caring for it enough? Are we overdoing it? So is your seed planted in the right soil? And this can be if you're trying to market your business. Are you marketing to the right people? Are you speaking to the right audience? Are you reaching the right people? If you're trying to work on your health, are you taking the right approach? Are you looking at the right thing in regards to your health? Maybe something as easy as just getting 8 hours of sleep a night would totally change your health and your peace of mind and how you're feeling. Sometimes we think we just got to work harder, harder, harder. What if that's not the solution? What if working less is the solution? Careful, don't like that might blow your mind to think that. You might immediately think I'm insane and turn it off. But I bet you that it's true for some of us that if we did less, we would Be More. That's a book that I'm reading, by the way. Do Less, Be More. So is your seed planted in the right soil to allow it to bloom into what you want? And then another aspect also related to spring for your intention of what you're trying to work on is, are you being determined in what it is that you want? If you've already given up on it, maybe it was the wrong thing that you, the wrong seed, the wrong plant. You actually planted that one, but you actually wanted, maybe you planted the roses, but you wanted the impatience, something like that. Like maybe it was just the wrong plant. If it's the wrong plant, that's totally cool. Plant a different seed, nurture a different seed. Don't give up though, if it is what you want in your life, whatever that is. It can be any aspect. I mean, I talk about wellness all the time, right? But wellness can be the gamut of things. I was speaking with someone just recently. So, well, I say this every time I'm talking to people. Wellness can be physical wellness, can be emotional wellness, can be financial, can be emotional. Oh, did I already say that one? Physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, financial relationships. Like that's how I divide them up, just to simplify the thinking about them too. The mind works better if we can categorize things, right? So I just happen to use six. So whichever aspect of wellness it is that you planted your seeds for and you wanted to nurture for this year, something you wanted to work on for yourself this year, if it's still what you want and it's not growing, maybe change your approach to it with, you know, finding the right soil, the right temperature, the right light, but also don't give up. And I think about this because this morning when I was teaching, I teach a yoga Tai Chi fusion class on in the mornings, some mornings online. If you want to know more about that, send me a DM. I'll tell you how to come to a class. But there was a pigeon on the railing of my balcony looking at me. And I will tell you, pigeons never give up. They have a single-mindedness about them that they are going to build their nest. They're going to have their eggs. They're going to have baby pigeons. That's all they do. It's almost to their detriment that they are so single-minded. I mean, it's like they have blinders on. So you don't want to go as far as the pigeon. You know, I don't know how many times I can spray the pigeons, chase the pigeons, get rid of their nests. You know, it's this constant vigilance in the spring that I need to make sure the pigeons do not take up residence on my balcony because I'm too soft-hearted. I couldn't, once they're there, I can't evict them once they're raising their family. But if I can cut them off before they get to that point, then I don't have to worry about it. But they have a pure single-mindedness that makes them successful at being pigeons, right? They know they're going to have their nest and they're going to have their babies and nothing is going to stop them. So your spring planting, are you being single-minded enough for your particular plant to grow, the seed that you planted, the seed that you're nurturing? Have you been ignoring it? How is something supposed to grow if you're ignoring it? How is an idea going to flourish if you're not giving the attention and energy that it needs? Whatever it is for you. And if you haven't figured out what it is yet, oh my gosh, time's a wasting. Time waits for no person, right? And one day, I would never wish upon someone that they do that, you know, wake up and say, time, you know, I thought of this 20 years ago. I wish I had done this, fill in the blank. I wish I had done this 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Why did I wait so long to do this? I hear that one a lot. Why did I wait so long to do this? This wasn't as hard as it sounded. I just needed to do X, Y, Z, take the steps forward. And I mean, that's what I like to help people with. I like to help people get over that hump so that they can get some momentum and get moving. And spring is the perfect time. If you've decided, you're like, wow, time is wasting. I do need to try and not try. I do want to achieve this goal, but I'm not sure where to start. That's how I help people. figure out where to start. Figure out if it's your goal. Figure out if it's actually what you want, what will benefit you the most, right? There's a process we go through. I'm not going to go into it, but there's a process we go through and figure out if it's what you want. And keep your determination, keep you accountable, keep your determination, keep your focus. And then, ta-da! At some point, you achieve your goal, which is always the partay time, right? You've got to remember to celebrate. When you do plant your seed, when you do pick your plant, plant your seed, nurture it, grow it, be like a pigeon, keep your single-mindedness. When it does blossom and grow, take that time to celebrate, my friend. Take that time to recognize that you did it, that you reached what you wanted, and what's the next thing you want? Humans aren't static. Humans don't do well with stagnation. It doesn't always have to be hard. My friend Blake says, little changes for big changes, right? Make little steps for your big change. So what is it that you want? What is it that you want to change? What is it that you want to blossom this spring? I'd love to know. If you want, pop it in the comments and let me know. If you don't want anybody else to know because it's a secret, you can just send me a DM and let me know what you're working on. I'm always just interested in what people are working on and how they're doing. By the way, this is the Back to Me podcast. Did I say that in the beginning? I'll say it in the intro. It's all good. The Back to Me podcast. I'm Heather. And please reach out to me, my friend. It's spring. Let's get your ideas planted and growing. Take care. I will see you soon.